We're back. Yes, we are. I know it's been a while, but let's get a little music on here real quick. But we got a topic for y'all that the whole audience can really get involved. You know what I'm saying? Just call that number that's on this social media thing. You know what I'm saying? Just call it. You know what I'm saying? And do what you do, all right? It's your baby DJ AJ, and here's Monica. Hey, what up, mama?
Hey, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, we got the topic of the year. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to give a shout out to all those people that's been supporting and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? As I go into this thing, I'm gonna just play a little music, but then I'm gonna read the stats that we got. We at a 2,000 mark right now. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Sucks.
I know we've been away for a minute, but people really been listening, man. They've really been getting involved,
like,
you know. I know, right?
Yeah.
Ain't it a blessing?
I know.
Let's get it in. Let me just throw this little track in real quick.
All right. I like to hear that.
Yeah. All right, my mind.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I just have to play that Mill Times. By the way, I wrote that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
I had to throw something there real quick. That's Milltown and Shaw. You know what I'm saying? I thought about when we went out and did our thing in Chicago.
Yeah, man, that was so much fun. So
I know, man.
Fun.
We got a good chance to do that again one day. You know what I mean?
For real, though, dude. For real, for real, for real, for real. Ain't nothing like having a good time, you know, amongst friends and, you know, nothing but love, you know?
For sure, for sure. All day and all night, you know. Nothing
do
like
that.
Nothing like just chilling, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
I just want to start this topic off.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about today, brother?
Stand up and be correct. Cheaters.
Yeah.
Is it a TV show or reality? You know what I'm saying?
Woo! That's a hot topic right there, boy.
I'm already knowing.
We got a bunch of dingbats and fools. Thinking they can get over on people, you know, like they so smart, you know. They don't know that God gave everybody intelligence. And just because we don't let the right hand know what the left hand doing don't mean that we don't know what's happening. Does that mean we ain't telling you?
Man, who you telling, man? You know, I've been putting up with stuff for the longest, you know what I'm saying? And now I feel justified because, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a good guy, but you know, they say you can't beat them, join them, but you know, sometimes stuff happens because I guess you be tempted to do some things, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm just gonna be real about it. I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a woman got needs. I got needs too. You know what I'm saying? So
I know that's right. Yeah.
When they get to the point where they be talking about well, you know, I got to do this and that. I got to eat. You know what I'm saying? I got to rest and all this stuff. Okay, so, you know, we've been chilling or whatever. But if it's to the point where you got this and that, or you say you got a man or something like that, you know, then you know it's all Gucci. You know, I'm not even tripping. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take that AJ first. You know, you dig?
Yeah, bro.
First and foremost, you know what I mean? Now, people might say it's wrong to do certain things to folks, but sometimes, you know, people bring it on themselves. And they say you hurt yourself, but the way I see it, you're not hurting yourself. They hurting theyself. Because when you got something laying out before you, that's I call it the three L's, love, loyalty, and laughter. When you got those three things involved and you know, you provide and looking out for your number one, and they still get the jitters and still talk crazy and still think they can go on and do what they do. Then you know what's gonna happen is it's gonna twist
gonna wear
up
out,
on
man.
Yeah, it's gonna twist
that
up on it. What's your take? That's a man's view on that one though. What's a female view on that,
Monica? Same thing on a woman. Yeah, man, same thing. You know, let's start getting played out. I mean, how much more can a person take before they move on? You know. You know, it's like you keep on poking at somebody, and keep poking and stuff. What is it that the man or woman supposed to do? The body, the mind, can only take so much before it get exhausted. How much more somebody got to pick at you? And do the same thing. Study telling them just up front what's going on, what's on your mind, how you feel. And them fools still can't get it. You working with a bozo. Somebody that don't want to listen or either don't even have the capability of comprehending what is set before them, which means they don't have that discerning spirit or that open heart to listen. They working with baggage, you know. They working with baggage because they don't know how to handle you. So therefore, they continue doing the same crap that they've done many, many years, and they bring you into their crap.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get fed up, and it's time you be like, man, it's time to move on from this garbage. It's time to move on. I can't take no more of this garbage. That's just like somebody getting hit in the head several times. How many more hit in the head before you get brain damage that you need? What you got to prove? You know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. For sure, man. That's all I'm saying, is that people can only take so much before, you know, you keep on saying you got a boyfriend, you got a girlfriend, I got this, I got that. Okay, but what the heck you want with me?
Exactly.
All I'm trying to do is do right by you, but you keep coming with the okie dokie. You don't know what the hell you want. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt to say, hey, I'm letting you know I'm how I am, giving you a taste of me, but you can't handle me because you ain't mature enough. Your mind ain't there. It ain't on the same platform. So what you supposed to do?
Man.
There ain't too many choices. Ain't too many choices, man. Ain't too many choices.
You know, I feel like this, man. Like, I feel like this, you know. I mean, you know, if a person is faithful to you, you know, you ought to really be appreciative of that person that's really sticking by you, because they don't really have to, you know what I'm saying? They got a choice to go beyond what they're doing, especially if they're faithful, because they said a faithful man abounds with many blessings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's when you get frustrated with the jump, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's friendships or not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah.
Try everything that you can do just to be there and to be on point with them. But they still say, you know what I'm saying? No, you didn't mess up right there when you said, you know what I'm saying? Because you double-minded, you know what I'm saying? You want your cake and you want to eat it too, but you can't have it both. You know, you can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So you better make up your mind what you really want. Because when you lose out this time, you ain't gonna find that one that be able to carry all those needs and those wants at the same time. And even if you think the person that you've been with maybe 5-6 years has got your back, they really ain't got your back, because you know what? They still flipping out on you. They still use you, think you a main, but you a side. You know what I'm saying? You've got to really open up your eyes to reality and see the real deal for what it really is. You know what I'm saying? You know me, Monica,
right.
I'm just trans. Man, I got to keep 100 on here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that's right.
I didn't come to the point now that, you know, it's now never reaching my goals. It's now never, you know, reaching my dreams. And if a woman can't be 100% with me, she can hit the door. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, I'm going to get the best anyway, whether you saying you're going to do or not. You know what I'm saying? Because that person is out there. It's more than one soul, mate. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this. I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You could be fine as wine, but if your mind is messed up, you're just a bunch of trash.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That needs to be,
I know,
you know
that's
that
right.
needs some psychology. You know what I'm saying? The same go with a male. You know what I'm saying? If you're going the same way with the baggage or whatever, his mind messed up and he's looking good or whatever, muscular. You know, it is what it is. Get your take on this, mama.
You know what? I agree, brother. I totally agree. You know, because people just they playing too much horseplay. They horse playing around. You know, and then they boohoo on why they can't have the right person. Why? Because they full of crap, man. They full of crap. When they had that person, they couldn't handle that person. They, you know, like a lot of people, my Christian parents would say, you know, God will, you know, bring into your life when you're ready. You know, some people get those blessings, but they're not ready for them. You know, so therefore they mistreat it. And they wonder why. They wonder why. You know, and the reason why is they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to handle mature situations. So they resort to kid behavior. You know, so that's my take on it, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't come to the point. I doubt it come to the point, you know what I'm saying, you either down or you not, you know what I'm saying, I'm just real, you know what I'm saying, you know, gangsters and people will tell you the same thing, you know, you for or you against, there ain't no in between.
That's true, brother.
And I mean, you can't, You can't be slipping and sliding, then you think you're going to get caught up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Some people are slick to do, but, you know, when it really comes down to it, you know, you're going to be seen. You know, you're going to, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be open. You know, you're going to get caught. And when you do get caught, it's going to be messed up because now the person that you tried to hurt, trying to be side or whatever, you know what I'm saying, or you say as a man or whatever, is backlashing on you now because you're doing the same thing that you've been always doing, and you think you're going to get by. Now when the other person do it to you, now you feel like, okay, no, you shouldn't have did that. But you know what? You should have thought about that first before you allowed it to happen. You know what I'm saying? If you had set your priorities true. With that person when they was trying to be real with you and be cool with you, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like taking them out like they was a punk or a weakling, now you underestimated the fact that they can go beyond your thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
So I'm just that type of person. Perfect case in point. I had a disagreement about my hair. I'm just gonna put this out. You know, she can check this out later if she want. I don't care. She get mad, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Is it possible that I had to call up somebody from a different city that grew up with me to prove that I had long hair back in the day? Now let me just say this. You know, you ain't the only old school person that, you know, had perms and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Wigs or whatever. Weave is old, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, back in the day, and I'm just going to set the record straight. There's a difference between Jerry, Leisure, and Nouveau. You know what I'm saying? And the kind of thing that I had in my head, you know what I'm saying? It's just not only growing my hair. My hair was natural, was good anyway. You know what I'm saying? But I had a Nouveau. A leisure type Nouveau. Yeah. It was a two style. It wasn't no greasy type Jerry like on Coming to America. So for the record, folks, there's a difference between leisure, Nouveau, and then my stuff was wavy and straight, just like a white person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was buttered. You know what I'm saying? And that's why people probably say I looked like a real player, because the thing is, I carried that swag. When I was going to school, did anybody tell you a tech when I was going? You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of thing that I had on me. I had women on me like that. It didn't necessarily mean that I was a player. It's just that I was a good dude, and they see something in me that they wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there. Go ahead, Mama.
Yeah. Thanks for the history.
Oh, no doubt.
It's rough out here dealing with other characters, you know. You know, all we can do is do our part, you know. If them bastards ain't about it, keep doing our part. If they don't catch up, they don't catch up. It's time to keep moving on, keep doing your part. And, you know, leave it at that, you know. Can't do no more than what you're doing. Ain't no need to have a headache over it. You know, ain't no need to have a headache over that garbage. Not one bit. So I'm just,
you know.
Go ahead. That's all I got to say on it, brother. That's all I got to say. You just got to do it. You can't keep talking about it. You just got to show the nigga. Sorry. I can't say that on the radio. But, yeah, you got to show the person, you know. You got to show them what you're about, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. You know, people try to take stuff like they in control of stuff, but really they not in control of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
True.
The thing they really want to do is control you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or try to control the relationship because they so used to being dominant, you know, something happened in their past where, you know what I'm saying, that somebody dominated over them, so they figured they could do the same thing out of anger. But that's not always the case. You know, the thing is, if they really got psychology, like I was telling somebody some time ago, you know, you will see that in the psychology, you're trying to use reverse psychology on people, that if a person if a person got a sociology and psychology education, that's pretty hard to put down on them because, you know, it's, you know, it gets played and it gets lame. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just waters down because, I mean, you waste your time trying to throw that, those darts and stuff because you already, they already got a shield up saying, okay, I'm gonna reflect that on you and it's gonna boss back on you, gonna get ripped up. You know what I'm saying? What was, you know, what was that, was that Bone Thugs that said check yourself before you wreck yourself?
Dang. I'm trying to think. Oh, is that Ice Cube? Yeah, check yourself. Dang,
yeah,
man.
Chickadee, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And see, that's what a lot of them do. You know what I'm saying? They try to set up these little moments and these traps and stuff, but then they get caught up in their own trap. You know what I'm saying? When they try to do that, you know what I'm saying? And that's the problem because they think that because a person is good, that they blind to the snares and the stuff like that. But you know, they don't realize that God gave us some kind of discernment to see straight through foolishness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so with that said, I done come to the point that, you know, I'm going to respect to a certain point, but I'm not going to let you push over no more. You know, that's, I'm done with that.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Now, this is the new AJ. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm making it known on air. Ladies, I love you, but if you go in there with that, you're going to get challenged because I'm going to let you know what the deal is, 100.
Boy, oh boy, here's something else.
I know, right? I mean, this has to be known because I'm just saying people going through the same thing we going through on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got to be known out here. Like, you know, stand up and be correct. Jesus is a TV
True.
Show of reality. It's reality when it comes to your own personification. You know what I mean?
True.
And that's the problem. People ain't being real. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? It seems to be a confusion of the roles that people play. It's a confusion of the roles, and you know I think they got to do a lot to do with you know, the breakdown of the family. People get confused on where they fit in at, so therefore they come up with some, you know what I'm saying, some garbage on what they think it should be. You know. And everything don't pan out because they confuse both parties, male and female, confused, you know?
Right.
Yep, so that's the thing about it. Oh, crap.
Well, I know this. You know, whatever, I'm going to say this to the audience, whatever your background is, whether it's a child molestation, rape, verbal abuse, you know, abuse or whatever, you know what I'm saying, get some help, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to speak out or ask somebody for help, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, in the future, it'll damage you and it'll damage the person that's trying to get with you or trying to love you, you know what I'm saying, not hurt you or harm you, but trying to be there for you, and that may be the very person that's supposed to be with you, but then because you got that psychological thing going on in your life, you know what I'm saying? That it, which is pretty much the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, getting the same results. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
It defers the real spouse that's supposed to be with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you agree with me, callers, you could call in, you know, leave a message, you know, in the boxes and stuff when y'all check this broadcast out and download it, you know what I'm saying? But we just keeping it 100 with you. You know, it's time out for playing games when you're older, you know what I'm saying? You gotta settle. If you wanna settle. If you're not, then you know, let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, let's go this way, you know what I'm saying? Let's be single and do what we gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Just stop hurting people. You know, I'm trying to hurt people. Go ahead, Mama.
I agree, brother. I agree. It's, you know, we got to look what's inside ourselves and, you know, keep it real. And don't forget, you know, don't let somebody else bring us out of our characters. Don't give them that much control over how you feel. Be composed, you know. It's hard to do when you're in your feelings and when you're trying to love somebody and you want the best for them, or, you know, but again, we got to know our position, our roles, and sometimes you can't help them. Sometimes you got to let them fall on their face. If it means them falling on their face, they have to. Because otherwise you're stepping in the course of what God has for them. They need to fall on their face sometimes, you know. We can't save them all.
That's true.
You know, so that's with that being said, you know, brother, you know, I love you. And, you know, we always been tight. And everything's going to pan out for the good.
Well, I love you too. You know what I'm saying? And, it's always, you know, we family irregardless too. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's true.
We always have been and we always will be, no matter who try to come in the middle. You know what I mean? Whether it's marriage or whatever, it's all good.
Yep, it is all good. Yep.
Yep.
I'm about to get on out of here, and I want to wish the audience a good day, much love and peace, and pray about that person before you get too deep into them. Sometimes the devil brings a distraction.
You're right. That's what I'm gonna do. Prayer to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer to answer. Because I'm trying to keep them going to the left. Because I know the devil really want me to.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say this. Some people need to be going on the left on. I'm sorry.
I know. Some people force it, don't they?
You know, I'm in that place. Sometimes that happens.
I know, man.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, but I love
you,
brother.
Man. I love you,
all
too.
Right.
You get peace with it, too, man.
All
got
right,
90
will
seconds
do.
Left. All right.
Uh-huh.
You have a blessed day. I'll talk to you shortly.
All right. See you later.
All right. Peace. March live. We're gonna say goodbye, good night, guys. You know, we're on one arm, we got some more things to do, but this ain't it. We're gonna come back with some more. All right, talk to y'all shortly. Peace. Be multiplied. Think about what we said and make the right decision. Do prayer. I'm